And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. And I mean to say this show, wow, y'all, we go send our signal way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. All right, we got stuff. I mean, I got stuff here. But let me just, okay, why is this important? I remember some years ago, my daughter did an actual internship with the Alabama Policy Institute before I ever worked there. And she did a study on how much federal money comes into the state. I mean, when you think about Medicaid matching dollars, when you think about prison dollars, when you think about road building dollars, when you think, I mean, on and on and on. And I get it. Some of that's normal. You would expect that. You know, the federal government does things. It encourages the highway systems to be maintained, and it helps the states that don't have the same level of income generation that the national does. And so it provides, you know, grants or matching grants or whatever. But I'll tell you what, it's not like it's new, because there have been major cases on the question of the federal government being able to attach stringers to the monies. Some of those cases have gone in the favor of the states and some have not. But what's happened more and more is less about creating things like a burden on interstate commerce, like one state wants to tax the roads and the states next to it say, then we're not going to travel, our commerce is not going to travel through you. I mean, those kind of things can be burdensome. But what we're looking at more and more now is activism. It's not just about, well, we need to make sure that the speed limits are somewhat the same, and yada, or we need to make sure that you've got laws on the books that say you're going to maintain the roads and do that. No. How about if we have, like, equity, racial justice, and all kinds of things that are put on there that have true liberal progressive agendas attached to them? And that happens all the time. Like, for instance, I went straight to the White House. Well, their website. I went straight to the White House website, and I pulled this one down. The title of it is, it's a press release by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Advancing Equity and Racial Justice Through the Federal Government. Okay. And she points out, on his first day in office, President Biden signed Executive Order 13985, Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities Through the Federal Government. Okay, but what are we talking about? She goes on to say, the president's order emphasized the enormous human costs of systemic racism, persistent poverty, and other disparities, and directed the federal government to advance an ambitious whole-of-government equity agenda. Keep in mind, equity and equality are two different things, right? During the president's first year in office, it says, 90 agencies across the federal government created equity action plans. What does that mean? So stop what you're doing. Governance and all that, we need you to stop what you're doing. We need you to develop your equity action plans. Why? Because we said so. So what happens? Well, you have massive numbers of state departments, governmental entities, that have to create a layer of bureaucracy called their equity action plan, which conforms to the progressive agendas of the current administration. Piece right here describes some of that. How about, just let's pick one. How about the Department of Defense? In April of 2022, they were proud to note, the Department of Defense has now released its Equity Action Plan, yay, which was developed to ensure the creation of, quote, opportunities for all Americans. Well, last I checked, the Department of Defense is about winning wars, defending the homeland, ensuring our national and international strategic posture is in place. But that's okay, as long as we got an equity action plan to create opportunities. The DOD, it says, completed an equity assessment based on the requirements set forth in the executive order and developed 5 actions to demonstrate the DOD's commitment. These things include things like, and there's several of them. Let me just pick the first one. Because those of you that work in the Huntsville area, especially in the contracting arena, and I know a bunch of you that do, well, guess what? Procurement and contracting, top on the list. I mean, they didn't even get, they put military families third. The very first thing, procurement and contracting, brace yourselves, So federal contractors, it points out in this, are now saddled with stringers. Do you want money? Do you want contracts with the federal government? Well, then we need you to do things like advance equity through requirements on wage setting and labor practices. Oh, good. So I have to hire union employees and pay at $15 an hour minimum wage. By the way, I didn't make that up out of thin air. The $15 minimum wage is right in front of me. How about this? Empower small business programs and initiatives to lead policy and management practices. What does that mean? Well, that means they want you to conform to certain business management considerations that they think are important. And oh, by the way, it might also mean your hiring practices will be scrutinized. Y'all, when you have cash with a catch, sometimes you find yourself thinking, do I even want the money? Do I want to have to put up with the ration that I'm going to get from the federal government if I don't suddenly see our state, our government, conform to policies and procedures that don't even reflect the values of our state? Keep in mind, we do have a 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees to the states the right to basically make laws that govern those citizens of their states in a manner that is not otherwise contradicted by federal law. So when a federal law doesn't exist about transgenderism, but they attach it to money from a bureaucratic standpoint and say, hey, state, do you want that money that we got you addicted to over the last decade? I mean, you really do want that, right? Yeah. Just so you know, boys get to use the girls' room. Just saying. That's where we're headed right now. How do I know? Because just north of our border, the state of Tennessee is starting to reject money left and right. AL.com has a piece. And by the way, this is funny because when you read this, you can tell that liberals don't understand. Liberals write this like it's a bad thing. October 24th, 3 days ago. Tennessee Republican leaders are escalating their calls to reject millions of federal dollars rather than have to comply with requirements over LGBTQ plus rights, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. Keep in mind, this is AL.com. That bastion of liberalism. They point out already this year, the volunteer state has rebuffed federal funding designed to prevent and treat HIV and money that would help clinics serve low-income women. Not really. What's happening is they want to do those things. What they don't want is you having to say, and while you're at it, you have to provide gender-affirming care. That's where we are. All right, let's be clear. They're not trying to do away with clinics that help low-income women. What they're tired of doing is saying, you want to help the low-income women? Great. But you have to include gender-affirming care as well. No. It says now GOP lawmakers are talking about cutting off nearly $1.8 billion in federal education dollars, much of it targeted to serve low-income students. Not really. And they're even saying, and it'll affect kids with disabilities. Not really. I mean, if you want to say that we have to allow kids to identify, use the pronouns of their choice, and override the parents' will, and oh, by the way, make other kids uncomfortable as dudes are using the girls' room, then maybe we don't want your money. It's cash with a catch, y'all. A recent example includes a dozen or so state or county agencies in Tennessee that have parted ways with tens of thousands of dollars in federal grants that help monitor teenagers' sexual behaviors and try to lower teen pregnancy or sexually transmitted diseases. No, let's be clear. What you're also doing within that is you're not just dealing with teen pregnancy. You're also dealing with, you know, men can get pregnant too. I mean, that's where we are. They're trying to paint this as something that it's not. It's cash with a catch. I do like this. Talk about affirming what I just finished saying. House Speaker Cameron Sexton, he's the House Speaker for Tennessee. He said, we ought to do everything we can to be whole and autonomous and independent from the federal government. When you take federal government money, their philosophies and what they want you to do is different than probably what the state would want you to do. There you have it. That's cash with a catch. And it keeps on going. I mean, it's not even to the point of making sense at times. Like what we're talking about when we get back from this break, with the idea that kids might not get their lunch money unless the school systems conform. Let's take a break right now. Boom, we'll do that. We'll come back, and I'll keep this going to the top of the hour. Cash with a catch. Man, I'm just telling you. It's, you know, do you really want it? Do you really want to go down that road? Is it like an addict? Yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I'm saying, making common sense like a superpower. Story here from the Catholic News Agency. I mean, I've heard the story before. I happened to find this story on it. Thought it was a well done write-up. Only dated September 28th, so what's it, right out 30 days old? Republican lawmakers are working to overturn a federal rule they say would punish schools that don't follow the White House's guidance on transgender protections by cutting funding for school meals. I mean, come on. So here's the thing. I'm doing this section right now called Cash with a Catch. It's where the federal government decides to tell you that the money you've become accustomed to taking, and that's the thing, they lure you in. Over time, you are now, oh, you like having that money, do you? Okay. Hey, by the way, that money you've become so accustomed to that you've been budgeting on it. Wow, that's neat. Yeah, we're going to need you to make some changes. Excuse me? Yeah, you're going to need you to make some changes. And if you don't make the changes, you're not getting the money. Think about this. What if your paycheck at work, what if your paycheck was contingent upon you believing what someone else believes? I'm not talking about doing what your job requires. There's a difference. I mean, your job can change your uniform. Your job can change your what you're working on today, whatever. I'm talking about your core beliefs. You know, that thing that we pay you to do, we need you to also believe like we believe. I'm sorry. That's stepping across the line. But the federal government doesn't care. Story here in Catholic News Agency. The U.S. Department of Agriculture updated its anti-discrimination rules last year to prohibit discrimination based on a person's transgender status. Why is the USDA involved in transgenderism? Aren't they the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or are they the U.S. Department of Jackassery? That's what it sounds like. Oh, Boomer, hit that just right there. Just go ahead and thank you. That just came out. The new rule, it says, will apply to the USDA's food and nutrition services. Oh, that's right, because school lunch money comes through the USDA's budget. So when you have free and reduced lunch kids, which is a lot of kids, by the way, nationwide, a lot of schools, public schools and some private schools, have what they call free and reduced lunches, which is where a stipend is provided to the school system to be able to provide additional nutrition to kids who might not get it at home because of their income levels. And so based upon the demographics of an area, a school can be a free and reduced lunch school. Okay, guess what? The new rule is going to apply to the USDA's food and nutrition services and provide an avenue for transgender students to file discrimination complaints with the agencies. Really? Yeah, so several Republican lawmakers are now co-sponsoring resolutions warning that the rule could cause schools to lose their federal funding for lunch programs for impoverished students if they don't offer separate sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms based on if they offer separate school sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms based on biological sex, regardless of transgender identity. And then this quote here from a guy named, who is this? Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. In Joe Biden's America, he says, public schools must support Democrats' radical transgender movements or lose their substantial funding. That's what we're talking about. You've got to, in this particular case, this is meals for kids. But if you're not going to have, you know, transgender bathroom policies, and if you're not going to allow boys to compete in girls' sports, well, you may not get that lunch money. How do you like us now? That's called tyranny. That's exactly what that is, tyranny. What they want you to do is stand there like, you know, Oliver Twist with your bowl going, please, sir, may I have some more? That's where we are. How about this? What about when they do things based purely on race? They create something, and they say it's because of something they created. Like, for instance, apparently, if you're a black farmer, you're not as competent as a white farmer. Did you know that? I'm just telling you what's in the article. And this particular one came from marketplace.org. Part of the American Rescue Plan back in 2021, the Biden administration allocated $4 billion to address the history of racial injustices in the farming industry. Socially disadvantaged farmers would be able to apply for loan forgiveness. So basically, if you're a white farmer and you've been in a drought, or if you're struggling with the increased cost of farming that you're seeing right now in Biden's America, and you have to take out a business loan to run your farm, good luck, man. But if you're a black farmer, well, they know that you have a harder time. You can't manage it as well as somebody who's white, according to the federal government. They have to rescue you. That's what they're saying in this article. And I know I'm not trying to sound condescending when I say it. I think it's condescending that they're doing this. I think it's absolutely what?
Absolutely condescending.
Oh, that's, Boomer's back.
That's what I was thinking over here. I was like, oh my word. I mean, as a black farmer, I'd be like, wow, this is horrible. But I guess I'll take the money. But I mean, how awful is that? But they're not just doing it in farming. I'm sure they're doing it in so many other different things. Just like what California was doing, the whole because you were from a black race or...
Oh, reparations?
Remember the reparations they were doing?
Yes.
I mean, just like that.
Yes. Well, but except they're screwing it up.
Oh.
So they offered free money, but now they don't have a plan for how to get it out there. And now black farmers are like, I thought you said you're going to pay off that debt. I'm about to lose my farm because I was counting on you paying off that debt. And they're like, well, we're trying to because we know that you're underprivileged and we have to help you.
But we just really wanted to make it sound really good.
Sounded good.
But we really don't have the money.
By the way, the guy who they're quoting here is Dwayne Goleman. He's the senior advisor for racial equity to the Secretary of Agriculture. Agriculture. Racial equity. He says, when you can shift the conversation from complaints and criticisms to solutions, then we make progress. Okay. Well, they keep creating more criticisms. Anyway, he does say this. This is Dwayne Goleman, Boom. Dwayne Goleman, the Secretary of Agriculture's senior advisor for racial equity.
All right.
In his opinion, he says, well, I've heard it said that when other farmers get a cold, black farmers get pneumonia. And that's to the point out that because of some of the disparities that's well established in the history of black farmers in this country, you do find a set of customers that have been left out of opportunities. I mean, it's like the thing they say with, it's racism to require a photo ID to vote. Why? Are you saying that black people don't have the ability to get a photo? I mean, some of the smartest people I know have skin colors that are different than mine.
Right.
So, anyway.
Wow.
But it's cash with a catch, bro.
Cash with a catch.
What color skin do you have? Here's some money.
Right.
How about this one? Last one I've got in this line of or train of thought. Federal transportation dollars. Yes. Headline from fastcompany.com. Biden made big promises about fixing America's racist highways. What happened? My first thought was, is this a conservative article or liberal? Well, apparently it's liberal. Because this article believes that there are racist highways. Well, you cut right through an underprivileged neighborhood with your interstate. I think you cut through all of the, neighborhoods with highways. But they point out that the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act signed in November 2021, touted by Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, where's he been, by the way, has just, made sure that people knew they were going to come in and fix all the racist roads because, it's cash with a catch. Oh, my soul. All right. That's about all I can do with that. But, Boomer, I did it.
You did it.
You got through it.
This dipper sat on the desk all week long.
All week, and now it is done.
And now we're coming right back with State Senator Sam Gavan. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. right side